If you received this Buxley in error, please forward to the correct recipient. Buxley here to answer your World of Warcraft questions in this edition of Ask Buxley. This question is about water. Daryl writes, "Dear Buxley, whenever I jump off a boat to go swimming, I quickly become fatigued and die. Anywhere else, I'm just fine. Why is this?" There are two types of water in the world of Azeroth, good water and bad water. Good water is the type of water which you dive in, look for underwater treasure, and fall into when you're trying to get on a boat that's moving away from the dock. You can swim around in it, find herbs at the bottom of it, and even walk on top of it if you know exactly where to stand. Bad water, on the other hand, is really nasty stuff. You could be swimming along trying to avoid a sea giant who wants to play whack-a-mole with your head and accidentally swim right into the stuff. If you don't get out of it quickly enough, as you've noticed, you'll start to fatigue and then you'll die, even though you're not drowning and you're on top of the water and breathing. So what's really happening? Bad water is the liquid form of shadows, those things you see creeping around all over Azeroth and the undead areas. When you liquefy something, usually it completely destroys it. Take a totem pole, for example. If you liquefy it, it makes a terrible totem pole. It's more of a totem pool. Shadows aren't like that, though. If you liquefy one of them, you just end up with a liquid shadow, or as most people call it, bad water. Touching the bad water saps your strength, making it harder and harder for you to do anything, and eventually you'll die. How did we get so much bad water, you might ask? This was completely an accident. Long ago, during a massive scourge invasion that took place on the coast of the Eastern Kingdoms of Kalimdor, it was discovered that ice mages could freeze the shadows and fire mages could immediately blast them, turning the ice into liquid along with the shadow. The surf washed the resulting liquid away out to sea, and that was it. Nobody thought much of it until they discovered much later that the liquid shadow had formed a giant ring around each of the landmasses in Azeroth, laying in wait for some unsuspecting adventurer to swim into it. The leading theory is that if the liquid shadow can regain enough strength, it'll reform and invade again. So whatever you do, don't go swimming in the bad water. Thanks for your question! Ever wonder what Buxley is up to every day? Well, if you don't hear from him, you're not following him on Twitter. Just follow Ask Buxley. And if you'd like to listen to the archives, please visit AskBuxley.com.
Buxley is money, friend!